Tell us your story. How did you come to fish and hunt and do all the great things that you do?
Well, I guess way back when I was a kid, my grandpa got me actually started on hunting and fishing. And I was just on the Allegheny River fishing with him one day and hooked into my first catfish. After I reeled that thing in, I was definitely hooked on fishing. I don't know what it was about it, but it got me all excited. And plus, you never know what you're going to pull in out of the water, you know.
Right, of course, of course, of course. You know, the old
school. From there, you know, I'd go fishing with him off and on at Paid Lakes and on the river some more. And sometimes we went up Lake Chautauqua up in New York, and that's where I hooked into my first muskie up there. After you do that, you really get hooked. So as I grew up, became a teenager, that was me and a couple of my best buddies. That's all we did every summer during breaking out. We'd go down to the river, fish, up to Highland Park and fish. And I think it's just something that gets into your blood, you know. And,
right.
It's a lot of fun.
Especially the seed has been planted when you're young. The seed just grows. When
I think that's the key.
Yeah, that is.
There's a lot of truth to that. And I have two daughters now, and I took both of them fishing since they were little kids. And, well, they're teenagers now. They're kind of getting away from it a little bit. But I did too as a teenager, but I got back into it again.
Yeah, everyone does. Well, you reach the point where you're interested in girls or you're interested in boys, and your life becomes more complex. But you do hang in there, and they do come back to it. It's in the blood now. It's in the blood.